It's Team Awesome Morning Party, starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, huh, audience?
Good morning.
Welcome to the end.
Yes.
2013.
Or the beginning, if you're an optimist.
Nope. Since today's the end of the world, we're going to be talking about apocalypse.
Yeah.
Revelation theories. We're going to talk about the end of the world.
Got Matatron over there.
Matatron.
You know, in elementary school, my nickname was Optimist Prime because I was just so happy.
And I'm... Wait.
No, that's not true.
Decepticon.
Deceivercon. Well, Megatron kind of works.
Matatron. Mateotron. Mateotron. I am Mateotron.
Yeah, it is Tuesday, and it is the last day of 2013. We're very excited.
We are excited. We're not going to talk about any of that end time stuff.
None of that. We're going to talk about fun things.
I know you want to.
We had a phone call and they hung up Faith No More started.
Is this one you got?
Yep.
Okay. We also have New Music Tuesday today. Just when you thought we weren't going to do it, we're going to do it.
Yeah, we don't care if we don't get anybody.
We don't care about y'all. Well, we do care about y'all.
We do.
We care about y'all.
We're going to do what we do.
We do what we do.
And that's throw an awesome party on the air.
Speaking of party.
Yeah.
Panda came home.
Panda did come home last night.
Woo!
Your kitty cat.
She's gotten big.
Yeah. Yeah, she wouldn't hang out with me.
Well, she's getting used to it again.
Whatever.
She is. She hung out with me. She remembered me. I was really excited about it.
She's a cat.
She's a cat.
I don't know if she really, it's that she remembers or she was like, well, you're closest. She hung out with you.
Well, she didn't. You were closest.
Just and
she just walked off.
Yeah,
from
she just walked off.
She rejected.
She had none cares for me.
Those are the words of the rejected man.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's true.
We have so much stuff to do today.
We do. We got so much music while we were away. We have five, six. How many local submissions do we have? We have five.
Know. Do we have five? I thought it was four.
Gosh,
it's a bunch. Got a bunch of locals rule.
All these papers. These are all bios.
Including one band that's from Ohio.
Yeah.
That they are huge House of Heroes fans.
That's cool.
And every time we play, I think they're from Cincinnati.
Okay.
But be it in Cincinnati or in, they were in Columbus at the Reliant K show.
All right.
And those places are only a couple hours away from each other. But anyway, they sent in a song. They gave us all demos the other day. They gave us CDs. And then I, of course, being the well-prepared, responsible person I am, left my demo.
That's good.
In Ohio.
Yep.
Somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know where. But then the dad tweeted me. I guess the dad's helping them out, trying to get their name out there. Is any good dad shit.
What are they called?
Technicolor Monster.
Boom!
So we're going to play their song today.
Yeah, and four others. We have five total locals rule. We're going to have a solid New Music Tuesday today.
Hope y'all are ready.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Of course, before then, we got to talk about New Year's resolutions.
Nah.
Do you even make one? Do you make a New Year's resolution?
I always make like a loose one.
Okay.
Like this year, I'm going to do CrossFit.
Yeah.
That's a resolution.
My resolution is to somehow get out of you making me be a part of that.
You're going.
Yeah.
You're going to go and you're going to like it. Think about it. You like all the UFC fighting stuff. If you do this,
I like watching it.
You'll be one step closer to the edge you're about to break.
Oh, man. No, here's the thing. I actually, one time, trained with Rashad Evans.
Yeah?
While he was preparing for his light heavyweight championship.
Was this with Steven?
This was before that. This was with Joey Belleville. No. We were doing a TV show for the CW called You Rock Albuquerque.
I've heard of it.
And Rashad Evans, he used to train here at Jackson's Gym. He was training for his light heavyweight championship fight. He was taking on Lyoto Machida. It was the week of his fight, and he hung out with us. And we got to train how he was training, like preparing for his
was
fight.
Was it rough? You cry. You threw
I
up.
Will say that yes.
You threw up.
The cameras turned off. Like we wrapped the episode. Cameras flipped off, and yeah. I ran to the men's
and just exploded. Just yeah. blah.
Yeah.
Had you eaten something weird the day?
Nope.
During the day?
Nope. Dude, it was intense. And that was just, that was that. You're doing like hour-long CrossFit crazy. I'm going to flip tires. And
flip tires. Dude. I don't want to flip tires.
Really?
They have like, I don't know if they do that. They might. They have the gymnast stuff.
Yeah.
Where you hold yourself up. That's what I'm excited about.
Man, I'm really excited to just stay at home. Play some video games. It's a whole new year. New consoles came out. Ooh, I may have to yeah. get one for 2014. That's my resolution.
I don't think you can do this.
I know.
I don't think you can do this.
We'll see.
No.
See what happens. We got breaking news coming up at 6:30. Of course, 6:45 is birthdays. If you would like to get a birthday shout out in on this New Year's Eve.
Better hurry up.
Yeah. Email us studio@mystaticradio.com. And all that good stuff.
We're going to talk about crazy stuff that happened during the year.
Yeah.
Somewhat of a year in review.
Okay. I'm down with that.
2013.
Let's do this. We got some brand new music from U2, though.
Ooh.
I'm excited. One of my favorite things of 2013.
Let's hear it.
New U2.
You do?
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Baseline.
That's him going.
Love it. Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the show.
Good morning, everyone.
6:30, happy final day of the year.
Woo.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's crazy is as we do birthdays
birthday.
Later.
Yeah.
Steve had been counting it down. Hey, 247 days until 2014.
Yeah.
Like, this is it.
This is the last one.
We made it. Why does it fly by so quickly? Tell us, Matthew.
I'll tell you why. When you are a kid,
you
have to think of it, and like, 1 year to you, that's the entire expanse of your life. Like,
yeah.
if you're 1 year old,
yeah.
that's your whole life. Well, but then the next year, your whole life becomes half of your life, and then a third of your life, and so on.
Right.
So now, literally, right. you are at the 44th of your life. So for you, it's just so, it's
Shut
tiny.
Up.
I'm kidding. But that is why years seem so shorter. Years seem so much shorter.
Because we've spent more
Because
of them?
When you're a kid, a year is so much longer because
yeah.
you've had less of them.
That's true.
You know, but the more years you've had, the shorter they seem.
There you go.
Because all of a sudden now, for me, a year is a 30th of my life.
Yeah.
Whereas it used to be like a fourth or a fifth or even like a
ninth.
Yeah.
It'll
you
be
know?
About to, it'll,
I remember
it's almost an eighth for
I
Luke.
Remember being a kid and thinking, gosh, a year till Christmas?
Right.
And just like languishing over
Mind-boggling.
It.
Mind-boggling.
You know? I was so mad.
Yeah.
And now it's like, pff, Christmas will be back in the morning.
Ugh. Don't, though.
It will be.
I want to enjoy spring and summer.
Somebody yeah. call us.
505-338-3700. It is time for breaking news.
Oh, let's do it.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news. No one is awake because it's New Year's Eve.
It is. Everybody's
and
sleeping in, preparing for the big night.
Which is what we should be doing.
Yeah.
But no, we're here for you. Breaking news.
Yep.
Tim Tebow has landed a job.
He got a job as a quarterback?
No.
Oh.
He got a job being a sportscaster for the SEC.
Oh.
That's right.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think so. Where'd he go to college?
Florida.
Let me
he
look
at
this.
Gator.
He was a Gator.
He was a Gator.
He was a Gator. He was a bit of a Gator, he was.
Yeah, the SEC Network has hired him as an analyst. Look at him right there just smiling.
I feel like he can never be an NFL analyst.
Well, yeah.
Because
he's at SEC. He's at college.
I know, but I mean, someday, like, if he does a really good job and people are like, man, that guy's great. Even if he goes on and...
Yeah, he shouldn't do it.
He tries his hand at being an NFL analyst. It's like, what do you have to tell me?
Tell me about those couple games you played.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he did win a playoff game, but I don't know.
Yeah. Peyton's passing record has been called into question.
No!
Yeah. They're saying that... a lateral pass.
Oh.
Might not have been so.
Really?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
A 7-yard pass versus the Oakland Raiders. Was it really a lateral?
You know, I'm a little mad at Peyton still because I lost my fantasy football Super Bowl game to my dear friend Dion because they sat Peyton and I had Peyton. And I just needed 9 more points that Peyton would have gotten.
It says that Deadspin, which is a an internet site, citing a thread on Reddit, which is another internet site, looked closer at a 7-yard pass Manning had to Eric Decker, who was my boy, for fantasy football. In the first quarter, Manning stepped back from center, immediately turned left, and threw to Decker.
Okay.
And if that's not a backwards lateral, it's very, very close.
Hmm.
And apparently they have a video here, but this computer hates everything.
Yep.
It hates 2013 more than anyone.
Man.
And we're not going to be able to watch it.
I want to know who the jerk is that immediately was like, no, somebody did something good? All right, let's spend the next 4 hours tearing apart his game to see if there was ever a chance that he did not break the record.
Speaking of record breaking.
Yeah.
A lady broke the record on The Price is Right. She became the biggest winner
really?
In the show's history by winning a $157,000 Audi R8.
Oh my gosh.
Not to mention her. Look at that face. She looks like a crazy squirrel.
She's a crazy cat lady.
Her name is Sherry Heil or Heil from Tacoma, Washington.
Golly.
Man.
$157,000 car. I'm not going to lie. I mean, winning something is cool, but if I won a $157,000, yeah! If I won a $157,000 car, I don't
sell.
Know. Yeah.
No, I would totally say. Well, you know, Tim and Stephanie were on The Price is Right.
That's right, yes.
And so you have options. If you win a prize, you can take a cash
really?
Thing.
Like
but
buyout?
Yes, you can take a buyout.
Hmm.
The thing, though, is you have to pay taxes on stuff that you win. And that's a huge tax on stuff like that. It says here that she also won $10,000 in cash and some Prada shoes that were worth $3,045.
Poor old thing. Yeah. Like she's ever going to use those Prada shoes.
Well, her total winnings, $170,345.
Wow.
Can you imagine winning that much on
no.
a game show?
No.
Look at that face.
I would want to sell that. I could pay off my house.
This is going to be an internet meme soon.
Poor thing. She looks like Grumpy Cat.
She got. She does look like Grumpy Cat. Oh my gosh. Okay, so there were some bombings in Volgograd.
What you said.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
It looks like they're still doing investigations. Guys, the reason the news isn't so concise and, you know, like detailed is because I'm trying to find news on the
internet.
We
are normally full of news feeds and it's New Year's and everybody else took the day off. But we don't care.
Wow.
Because we do care.
We do care.
Because we love you. So we're here.
Says that.
But no one else has.
Russian police in Volgograd.
Volgograd. Yes.
They have detained more than 85 people who resisted
wow.
police or failed to produce proper ID. So they're looking for those bombers. Ooh, you better watch out. You better watch out. You better not cry.
No, that's over. It's New Year's Eve.
What else happened? There was something that I wanted to talk about, and I cannot find it. Where was it? I don't know. This is stinky.
Yep.
That was something real good. We talked about the viral shark photo yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
That photo is gone, and now people are calling into question whether or not, of course, it is real.
Speaking of, you know, Peyton doing something good and then getting called into question.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily say doing something good, but... Because Phil Robertson has been out of the media for 12 hours. Did you read that little
oh, yeah. He's
thing
already...
about? I guess in 2009, he was at a like prayer group or a men's thing. Mm. Somebody was filming him, and he was talking about his marriage. And he was talking about, you know, you got to get a wife that carries her Bible, a wife that cooks and all this stuff, and how people are waiting so late to get married. And you got to grab a girl when she's like 15 or 16. And so now, you know, everybody's saying, he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, cool, man.
Well, if you're interested in all the Duck Dynasty controversy, it
just
says
go
that
anywhere.
They are going to be discussing it on Fox News.
Ah.
I don't have any more information.
The cast is?
I guess so.
All right.
Here, I'll click on this link. Yeah. Oh, I remember what it was.
Yeah.
A guy bought a priceless masterpiece, a painting. I'll try to find more details on it. He bought it for like $660-something.
Priceless masterpiece?
It turns out it's a priceless. I'm trying to find the artist
well,
right
it's
now.
Not, it's not priceless. It was $667.
That's a good point. But now this man can say, oh no, this thing's priceless.
Yeah,
give
but
me
I would
a million,
sell it.
$1 million.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
What?
A billion.
Yeah, whatever. Billion, so 2013. We're talking trillions now. 2014.
What?
Teens and trillions doing what we want. It says that the Robertsons will speak with the news networks, Bill Hemmer and Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Hey.
Hasselbeck?
Yeah.
Is that the lady that said...
They used to be on The View?
Is that the one that said Jesus was white?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
No, that was Megan.
It was Fox News, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Megan...
Something.
Megyn Kelly!
Megyn Kelly, appearing live for their first television appearance since Robertson was reinstated. That's right, he was reinstated on the A&E reality series following a very brief suspension.
Yes.
So, if you are interested in that, you need to go over to Fox News or something and figure out when it is. Let's see. Where is my painting? Here
he
is.
Oh, this is the final day of the Netflix movies.
Yeah, and I tried to pull up a list so that we could work through the list and also so I could see what I'm going to be missing.
Yeah.
And it's a video.
What you're going to be missing? You know how little time we have to just hang out on Netflix and watch stuff?
Whatever. 2014. One of my resolutions is to hang out on Netflix longer. I just want to watch more Netflix. That's all I want to do.
Oh,
I want to know if
we had the time.
I want to know if anybody's New Year's resolution is to like gain weight or get lazier,
yes.
Eat more. You know? Where?
I would love.
What's happening behind me? What's going on?
There's a volunteer in the next room who claims.
Oh,
it.
Oh, I see. I see what's going on. All right, I can't find this painting right now, so I'm going to have to do some more digging, and then we're going to talk about that later.
There you go. If you would like to get a birthday shout-out in, that's coming up in 3.5 minutes. Studio at mystaticradio.com. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static! And Ozzy is trouble.
Oh.
Oh, it's big trouble.
Big trouble in Little China, I'll tell you that much.
You know who else is trouble? Stever!
Oh!
Oh, snap.
Oh!
Hey.
Can we just play the song on repeat today? I mean...
Hello, Stever.
Hey. Thought this was apropos.
Apropos?
Yeah, it is.
Is this New Year's Day?
Yep.
Yeah.
This is my wife's favorite U2 song.
She was talking about it yesterday. Why can't you guys just play it?
We are.
We are.
Yep.
You guys got big plans?
Yeah, my party.
Yeah, I'm flying to the Caribbean.
What?
I didn't tell you guys.
You're not going to my party?
No, I'm taking the next like 4 weeks off.
But right now you're the only attendee.
Oh, my bad, man.
Oh.
I got invited to this other party.
You know, Steve-O, in order to plan on going, gotta get invited.
Oh.
It's true. Me and Steve Reimann are going to hang out with Will Smith in the Caribbean.
Actually, I made other plans.
What?
Oh. Yeah. Yep.
I thought me, you, and Nance were gonna go hang out.
Hey, no, nope.
I'm gonna resolve to
taking
hang
my
out
lady.
With you guys
I'm taking my lady out.
Where are you taking her?
Oh, we're gonna go eat steak.
Nice. Next year, guys. Next year.
Next year. We'll get
my resolution is to spend more time with you guys next year.
Nah.
Like all 2015.
Right. Yeah.
Be with you.
It is the 365th day of 2013.
That's it.
0 days remaining.
Zero.
Zero.
Gosh.
Tomorrow's 2014. When you get your check out to write it.
Yeah.
Does anybody still write checks?
I was going to say. Does anyone?
Nope.
I have to write a check. I forgot the checkbook. We got to go to the bank.
For what?
Because I got to open that money market thing because Dave Ramsey said so.
Oh.
On Christmas Day, we were looking at old family videos. And there's one of us like 20 years ago. And in it, Nancy says, hey, Steve, can I have the checkbook? And, like, I walk over and hand it to her. And I guess I give her this look like, don't you spend all the money in one place. Yeah. We had checkbooks.
I remember checkbooks. I remember any place I've worked where I had to work at the register and somebody gave me a check, I was so disappointed. Because I'm like, you just added 20 minutes to this transaction.
Yeah, you got to make the little cross thing and then put all the different information in each part of the Okay, so it's a movie actor's birthday. You may remember this actor from Schindler's List, Sneakers, Gandhi.
Tom Hanks.
No.
You're thinking of the man with one red shoe. That wasn't Sneakers.
Come on.
Who was in Schindler's List?
Robert Redford.
Gandhi.
Who played Gandhi? Oh, it's, he was in Iron Man 3. Ben Kingsley.
Oh, why didn't you say Iron Man 3?
Ben Kingsley is celebrating a birthday today.
Boom. Ben Kingsley.
Sir Ben Kingsley.
He played Trevor.
Wait, what was the first movie you said?
Schindler's List.
Oh, yes, he was. Okay.
Yeah.
I threw me off.
I was old Ben.
Ah, man.
Ben.
64.
Colorado. 67. Hey, that's awesome.
67.
60, yeah, 64, 67.
67?
No, he's 70.
70?
Yeah.
Shoo.
What other movies was he in that we're not thinking about?
He's in Ender's Game.
He was in Blood Rain. Ugh.
What's Blood Rain?
It was like a really bad video game movie.
Ugh, what happened there?
I don't know. I don't know how they got Ben Kingsley.
I'll tell you what happened. He got a new agent after that one. Look out.
Oh.
This sounds cool.
Yeah.
something crazy is going on in Colorado.
Yeah, I don't know what all that stuff is.
Do we have a royal birthday?
Yeah, no.
Well, what is this?
Is it
really
Dame Judi Dench?
Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, Olympics. Sounded royal.
Oh my
to me.
Gosh! I forgot to tell you guys. When I was at Disney World,
okay.
I couldn't sleep.
All
and
right.
I read the most fascinating article about the Tonya Harding versus Nancy Kerrigan.
Oh, really?
It was awesome. It was like they finally interviewed the guy that actually hit her with the club. He finally gave an interview.
Wasn't that Tonya's boyfriend or something?
No, this was the guy they hired.
Okay.
Like, poor dude. But the reason he's doing an interview is because he became a Christian in prison. And he's like, I know it sounds really cliche, but my life really has changed, and I just want people to know that, you know, you can change.
Good.
Is it Tonya Harding's birthday?
No, it's actually Gabby Douglas.
Yeah.
You know who that is?
Yeah, a little sweet gymnast girl that's got the biggest smile you've ever seen.
That's right. She was the first African-American woman to win the gymnastics all-around gold medal and the team competitions at the 2012 Olympics.
Booyah!
So how old do you think that young lady is?
16.
17.
18.
Ah!
19,
yeah.
20.
Okay, so we're done with the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll do this then.
If you guys need to read that article.
Oh, hey!
It's awesome.
Yep, this guy's a coach.
Well, it's not Greg Schiano.
No!
Oh.
He's actually a soccer manager who led Manchester United from 86 to 2013. Won the European Cup twice and was knighted in 1999.
Can I phone a friend and call Brian Nixon? Because that's his team and he cares about soccer.
Would he get that?
Of course he would.
He cares. Yeah. He's probably screaming right now.
Yeah. It's obviously Liverpool.
Alex Ferguson.
Right. So close.
He's a coach.
Or Liverpool Johnson. That's what I call him affectionately.
Liverpool Johnson.
Liverpool Johnson.
44. 44. Guess.
He's 50s.
72.
72. How old do you have to be a soccer coach?
72.
Well,
yeah.
72.
Only if you want to coach the successful one. Paul McCartney.
No, actually, author of A Walk to Remember and The Notebook.
Nicholas Sparks.
Yep. Is having a birthday.
I'm sorry, everyone. I apologize to you and myself.
Oh, your wife's impressed.
Nope.
Message in a bottle.
She reads good books.
Wow, Nicholas Sparks is 59.
Oh, no. Gosh, he's not that old.
Oh.
38.
He's 48.
48.
Oh. Yeah. So, did you read those books?
Me? No.
No?
Never.
I saw...
Sounds like Steve-O did.
I saw The Walk to Remember.
I saw that one. I saw the Notebook. Did you see Message in a Bottle?
I saw the Notebook.
I saw the insurance commercial where they, you know, stand in the rain.
Yeah, that's funny.
I saw that.
I did not see Message in a Bottle.
You didn't see Message in a Bottle?
No.
Kevin Costner and Robin Wright?
I didn't want to ruin the song with that terrible movie.
It's really good.
Okay, this actor was in the Zorro movies.
Antonio Banderas.
The Elephant Man, World's Fastest Indian. He's going to be in Noah. And this...
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah,
yes.
This music we're hearing is from Silence of the Lambs.
Again, you have skipped a Marvel movie.
He is in Thor!
And
Odin.
Thor 2!
Yeah, he plays Odin.
Gosh.
My namesake.
Man, this dude...
He's also the narrator of The Grinch.
Actually, he's the narrator.
He's the narrator of The Grinch.
He was in that bear movie.
Bear. Yep.
Anthony Hopkins.
Are you scared? Does this music scare you?
No.
Hello, Clarice.
He didn't say that, actually.
You didn't.
He said, good evening, Clarice.
Yeah.
You know that part on Dumb and Dumber where he says...
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Barbara Beans.
He's got that bacon on his face. Yep. All right, Anthony Hopkins. Did you guys ever see World's Fastest Indian?
Actually, no. Yes. You didn't?
No.
It's pretty good, man.
Yep. It's probably going to get wiped off the...
Netflix
yeah.
list.
Why can't I find a list of movies? I should watch before they get purged.
How old's the guy?
70.
71.
76.
Oh! What?
From Batman Forever, Tombstone, Real
Genius, Falcomer,
and Top Gun,
and
Top Secret,
MacGruber.
No, Real Genius. Did you ever see Real Genius?
Yeah. Did you ever see Top Secret?
Did you guys see MacGruber?
I actually didn't see
it.
MacGruber.
Was MacGruber.
They did.
Yeah.
He was in that. He played the bad guy.
Yeah.
He was in Heat. I love Val Kilmer.
He lives up near Santa Fe and plays the bad guy there too.
What's he doing? Wait, why is he a bad guy?
I don't know.
What do you think his best role is?
Real Genius.
Oh,
yeah.
The
Doc
Saint.
Holiday. Oh, he was the Saint.
The
that
Saint
was
a great
I'm
movie.
Your Huckleberry.
Yeah,
I'm your Huckleberry.
Yeah, I think that's probably that's my favorite role.
Doc Holiday.
Yeah. All right, so how old's Val?
Oh, man. Man, there's some great birthdays today.
47.
Nah, I say 54.
He's 54 years old today.
Yes! You got that, kid! I love you, Malcolm! 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4! When I was too young to be able to have watched that film, Top Secret was one of my favorite movies.
I like all the popcorn at the end of Real Genius.
Oh, man.
That's like
hilarious.
One of my wishes that would come true.
Big fan of the nipples on the bat suit.
Yeah.
Batman Forever.
Okay, listen, I don't often do this. This next person who would have been celebrating a birthday in 2012 actually went home to be with the Lord. And she's one of those divas who will never forget her voice.
Gloria Estefan.
No, okay. She's still here.
I'm sorry.
Donna Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Would have been celebrating a birthday today.
I lost Steve-O. He's really
What'd he say, Gloria Estefan?
He's really laughing at that, Gloria Estefan. For the money. For the money.
Oh, so great.
How old would Donna Summer have been?
69.
Nah, 72.
65.
Ah!
She wouldn't like me anyway.
Whatever, I got Val Kilmer's birthday right. I don't care about anything.
This next singer is not in heaven.
Because they're still here.
Yeah.
Is it Psy?
They're taking Can't Hardly Wait off Netflix.
What?
Hey, when we say singer, we mean that loosely.
Yes, we do.
They're taking this off Netflix.
So, Psy's celebrating a birthday.
39.
Yeah, he looks older. 41.
36. All right, we are to dates. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Are you really ready?
No.
I'm ready.
Here you go. On this date in what year Panama Canal was turned back over to Panama. Lease expired. The United States had to pack up and go home.
This is why Van Halen wrote the song. Obviously, it was 1984.
1979.
It was actually in 1999.
Oh.
1999.
Panama!
Nicely done.
They're taking Titanic and Top Gun off of Netflix.
Oh, duh.
This was a sad day this year. This date in what year? Roberto Clemente, future Hall of Fame baseball player, was killed along with four others when the cargo plane in which he was traveling crashed off the coast of Puerto Rico.
Huh.
What year was that?
1972.
Whoa!
I don't know if I'm going to give you the music.
Yeah,
for that.
Don't. Because
no?
Okay,
not then we'll just move on.
Well, it's. Yeah. I don't want to hear the chicken song anyway. Can for a new year, can we get a new birthday happy celebration
Maybe.
Song?
We can talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
All right.
Kill that chicken song.
Okay, so today we're celebrating along with New Year's Eve. It's Leap Second Time Adjustment Day.
What that means is that I'm a time traveler.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah, he's from Quantum Leap. Yeah.
I love that show.
And actually, there's a note on this. This is listed as an observance title only. Some years, scientists do not make adjustments. But if they do, then it's done on either June 30th or December 31st.
There you go.
Today's Make Up Your Mind Day.
Nope.
Never.
So if you asked her at Christmas and she hasn't answered you yet, you can call her back today and go,
gonna need an
hello.
Answer on that.
It's Make Up Your Mind Day, so.
I only have 7 days to return this ring.
Yeah. No Interruptions Day.
What?
I knew that was coming. Universal Hour of Peace Day.
Nope.
And World Peace Meditation Day.
All right.
That is all.
I'd say that it's World Peace Meditation Day because people are like, next year, it's going to be my year.
Oh, dude, everybody's reflective.
Reflect on world peace.
We're going to get reflective here in the next hour, 7 o'clock. We'll talk about what you're doing in the new year.
Yep.
How are you practically going to accomplish it? Because we know that you, like us, had 18 different ideas for 2013 that did not happen.
Yeah, we're going to go back. We're going to review some resolutions that didn't really work out. Maybe some of yours did. And we're going to be talking about ones that we might make for next year.
Yeah. Also, get mad at Netflix because we got a list.
Oh, it's so... We can't even read all of these. There's like 800-something things on there.
Huh.
And it's New Music Tuesday.
Boom! So welcome to it. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Well, we know we have the construction at I-25 in Paseo.
Yep.
Unfortunately, for you and for me and for Steve-O.
Yeah, me.
Our computer loves me so much that it refuses to load anything.
Unbelievable.
Yep. You touched that button like a minute before we went
in. I did.
Slow internet takes me back to the early 90s.
Stand by, I'm professional.
Professional. Is your traffic working?
Yeah.
What does yours say?
There's construction at Paseo del Norte and I-25, and that, I think,
that's,
is all.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to travel the state today, obviously be careful with the holiday. And nmroads.com, if you're traveling the state, find out what the road conditions are where you're going.
Yes.
There you go.
And for goodness sakes, don't drink and drive.
Right.
It's always a big deal at the holidays.
It is. That's why we usually stay home.
Hey, don't be that dude. Just don't be that dude.
Don't be that guy.
Don't make an excuse.
Yeah.
Don't do it. That's the end.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. You can give them a call and order up your Americano.
It loaded.
Before it even gets there.
Before it even get there.
Am I insane? I keep getting this iced Americano because it's my favorite.
Yeah.
But I can't feel my tongue.
It's so cold.
Or my hand.
Just get a warm one.
It's really cold. Because then I have to, like, wait because they make it really hot.
We are in the throes of winter.
Whew.
We live in the high desert, and you are getting an iced Americano.
Well, you know.
It is New Year's Eve.
It is New Year's Eve.
Good grief.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Being New Year's Eve, we were going to talk about, well, we got a lot to talk about. 2013 has just about come to a close.
Woo!
Found a year in review. Mm-hmm. Going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about 2014 and what you have planned. We want to know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is this it? Is it time?
Let's do, we need an intro.
We need like a.
Hang on. Look, what I want you to do is I want you to stall for approximately 34 seconds.
34 seconds.
Just stall.
Go. Coming up on Thursday's show, we're going to do a special edition of Comics Corner.
Yep.
Because tomorrow's New Year's Day, so we're not here. However, some good comic books have been coming out in the last few weeks. We haven't been able to talk about. Really excited about that.
Right.
Also, the last day.
Keep going.
Well, I can't say that because I was going to say for where we're going today, it's the last day of the sale. So, like, I'm.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm excited. But I can't say that.
Yeah, you can't say that.
I got four more seconds.
No, I need three more seconds.
Three more, but you said that I only needed to do. So,
All right, I got it. I got it. I was right.
Ooh. Is this the intro?
In review.
Ah, yes. Welcome to it.
Welcome.
It's time to say adios to this year and hello to a brand new one. And there were a lot of crazy things that happened in 2013. Take it away, Mateo!
We had a year of tragedy, of truth, of triumph, and of truncated things to
travesties.
Say. Travesties. I already said tragedy, travesties,
they're
triumph.
Totally different.
Truth and
Trimulgian.
And Triassic period, which was the first. You had the Triassic, the Jurassic, and the Cretaceous.
Yes. We also had Training Day because your first day on the job was 2013.
And we had Triangles.
I even dressed up like Denzel Washington. Dressed up like Ethan Hawke.
It was a year of triangles.
Yes.
So the big thing that happened most recently, and it's sad, was the death of Nelson Mandela.
Should I put sad music on?
No. Because we're gonna go. Because we've been talking. You know, he was a very influential guy. He lived a good life.
Yes.
Did a lot of cool things, and he died at the age of 95. Look at that man, just smiling.
The biggest tragedy was Morgan Freeman's picture being used for his tribute billboard.
Heard about that?
Yes.
Okay, this is another negative thing that happened. There was a giant train derailment in the Bronx.
See, the tragic music was fitting.
See what else? I wonder. Oh, there was a nuclear deal with Iran.
Were these the biggest things for people that read the Wall Street Journal?
This is what's going to be. This is the Chicago Tribune.
Aha.
That's where I'm citing this.
Tribune.
The Tribune.
And tributes.
Oh. It was a year of Tribune. Tribunal.
And tributes because Hunger Games came out.
Hunger Games. I volunteer as tribute!
Oh, 2013, such a good year. Yeah, I remember so little.
The sad thing is, most of the real news on this list, I don't think I've ever heard because I was too busy hearing about twerking and...
Spider-Man
and Godzilla.
Oh, Rob Ford we know about.
Let's talk about this.
This is the list of 2013.
The mayor of Toronto...
starts with the T.
That's right. Canada, he got charged with smoking crack and got stripped of all his duties and craziness and... He's real upset. He's still upset about it. Yeah. In this picture, he is clearly upset.
His image was tarnished.
Tarnished. Tainted.
Yes.
Okay. Typhoon Haiyan. Good grief. It really is the year of the T's. 13. A giant typhoon that hit the Philippines and was just terrible stuff going on. But we learned about a bunch of agencies that were there.
Yeah.
Just in the flash of a lightning bolt. Mm-hmm. They were there helping out. And hopefully everybody got a chance to help out with that, if you wanted to. What's next? This is image 6 of 61.
Oh, good.
Skipping that one because I don't know who that is. Oh, yeah. Who had some trouble with healthcare.gov?
Hey, good news is they only spent millions of dollars the marketing for it.
You know,
we found that out yesterday.
Just sending our country spiraling into trillions of dollars of debt.
Yes.
More and more and more.
Yes. My healthcare insurance nearly tripled, so thanks, Obamacare.
My thing is, it made me feel even more sorry for Obama. I feel sorry for any president that gets elected, period. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, independent, what. Because when you get up there, all of a sudden you don't just represent your party and your party's interests anymore. You represent everybody.
America.
And half of the country automatically hates you.
Totally.
So, good luck jumping into that, friend. Mm-hmm. That's why I would never, ever, ever run for president. Even though they've asked me. They've said, hey, you, you're a likable dude. We like your personality, your hair is cool, and
your hair would be immediately gray, because I've noticed that like the second you become president, it goes from like a cool hair
to
gray.
6 months in,
you're just stressed.
There's a picture, and you have wrinkles on your face, mm-hmm. gray hair, and you look like you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you become president. But anyway, just think about it. So much like flack for trying to do Obamacare, and then when they roll it out, the website is a colossal failure.
Mm-hmm.
Colossal failure. Mm-hmm. You couldn't even. It was like our traffic site.
Mm-hmm.
Another T word for 2013. Let's talk about this too. Our government shut down.
Oh, that's right.
Who remembers that?
Good old 2013.
I'll tell you who doesn't remember it. The FCC doesn't remember it. I'm kidding. Anyway, yeah, our government shut down. The U.S. government shut down.
Hey.
Stever.
Hey, Stever.
Government took a time out.
There he is.
Love it. Love
Man,
it.
What happened this year?
That was very timely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There was a tidal wave in China.
Gosh.
I'm not kidding. This is getting crazy.
Almost
all of these start with a T. And that was... I didn't know that.
Man.
This one doesn't. Clinton had a global initiative, trying to get out there and make some waves.
You can't...
I know. It was an accident. Westgate shopping mall attack in Nairobi. Oh, do you remember that? When the mall... They took over the mall and it was craziness. And there were, like, videos. That's the thing about our world now is, like... cell phone video capturing.
Well, the sad thing is that's what people do. Nobody goes to help or...
Who does that?
They just stand there and...
When faced with an emergency situation and their friend's in trouble, who's the guy
immediately, that... They immediately think of Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Or just taking a picture of that bear. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody...
Oh, yeah. Well,
wait
a
second. Who does that?
When a giant bear is coming at them.
Who does that?
Kind of an idiot.
Says,
no, don't run back to the car. Let's just stand here and take pictures.
Gosh, all of these things are so sad. Oh, another sad thing. We lost Paul Walker, who was not the greatest actor ever, but apparently we're finding out more and more cool stuff that he was doing the whole
time. Yeah.
He wasn't acting. He wasn't being a great actor because he was too busy making a change in
the
world.
Too busy being a great human being.
What do you know about it? U.S. and Russia reached an agreement on Syrian weapons.
Gosh, I don't know half of these.
No, you remember that, because Syria was going nuts, and Obama he came over and said, I think we need to go in there, but we're going to vote on it, and then everybody's like, no.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were watching.
We watched it. We were like, this is history.
This is history.
Yeah, here.
I don't remember that.
Related to this, Syria, the sarin attack.
Gosh!
How long is this Downton Abbey thing?
It's only like 7 more minutes left. That's why this show is so long.
That's why. Because the intro is 15 minutes.
We're still into the credits.
Good grief. They're giving all the grips and all the camera guys and all those people. They're like listing their names. Oh, man. That guy got sentenced to something. Edward Snowden.
Gosh.
He leaked a bunch of stuff. Craziness. All of these stories are real sad. This is all tragic. I'm going to find a happy list.
Gosh. How about this? You help us make one. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Last day of 2013. We're saying adios.
Yeah. And we want to know what your favorite moment of 2013 was.
Boom.
Give us a call.
On Team Awesome Morning Party.
Totally cool.
Static Radio.
Time travel.
Terrible.
Trigonometry.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Ba-da. What are you doing?
My contact fell out. That's what I was trying to tell you.
I just looked over and realized you're...
You were like 10 seconds. I was like, my contact fell out.
See, I just heard yelling. Bah, 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 bah.
It's called listening, Steve-O.
I'm sorry.
How about that's your New Year's resolution?
To listen?
To listen.
Oh, man. That's like a for real one.
I know.
I'm going to have to start caring about other things that people say.
But it's easily achievable.
Is it?
Yeah.
You don't know me. I have an ear condition.
All you have to do is pretend like I'm the narrator of Arkham City.
Ooh.
Every time I talk.
Okay.
And you'll go, what's my next challenge?
Yes.
And I'll say, your next challenge is to let me put my contact back in.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm good.
Final day of 2013. Speaking of New Year's resolutions, what you got? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Give us a call.
Yeah. Do you have any? Do you have any?
No,
like
not,
ideas?
Not really.
Any plans?
Get better at doing this job.
Hey, that's a good one. That's a real one.
Yeah.
We went through a devotion together as a family for the month of December, and it was awesome with the Jeter boys and the whole family, and went through Advent together. And we have made one of those not resolution resolutions where we want to do that every night because it was great, and we had the time. We made the time for Advent, so why can't we make the time every night? And so pulled out the Bible, and we started it a couple nights ago because we didn't want to wait till the new year just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just decided to start. A cool thing is, if that's yours, if you're one of the people that say, hey, you know what, I've never read through the Bible in its entirety, I'm going to do it, and you try this every year, and then sure enough, come March, you're like 3 weeks behind,
and
you just give up because you're like, man, I got 3 weeks of reading. My pastor had a great thought that actually this was passed on to him when he was younger. He wanted to try and go through the Bible a year, and sure enough, next thing you know, you got like 7 days worth of reading to try and catch up on, and you're behind.
Yep.
Well, his pastor, when he was younger, said, hey, if you do this every year, then eventually
you're going to get
through it.
You're going to nail
it. So instead of stalling out and say, you know, it's March 4th and you're still on February 18th, forget all that. Get to whatever it is that day and do that day's reading, the day that you're on, because you never know what the Lord may have for you wherever it is that you're at. Don't stall out and don't get stuck behind. Don't feel like you can't accomplish it. You can, but if for some reason, oh man, I worked late or this, or I went to the movies or whatever excuse it is that gets you behind a few days, don't try and catch up. Just skip to that day. I think we take the Bible as a novel a lot of times where it's like, yeah, but I got to read it in order like this.
In order.
As if God can't use that chapter that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What I did whenever I read through it.
Yeah.
Is I did a chapter, like I started in Genesis and then started in.
Matthew?
I did three.
Oh, wow.
You did three. Genesis and then the first major prophet, Isaiah.
He's a pretty major prophet.
Right. Well, you know, the sections,
I know, like in order.
Major and then minor. So, yeah, I did.
Oh,
started
wow. So
at
you
Genesis.
Did three, like, Old Testament?
No.
Okay.
I was talking about sections. But what I did was Genesis, Isaiah, and then Matthew.
Okay.
And then that, because the New Testament is about half the size of the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a little difference there.
So you can get through the Old Testament and then the New Testament twice, basically, in a year if you do it that way.
Pretty much.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I really want to do that. I mean, we've talked about it. And Jack and Luke are really excited right now, so it's helpful trying to do that as a family because we haven't had that devotion time together, all of us. And so it was really nice in December. So, yeah, I think that's like the one. I don't have like a, hey, I want to work out and get fit or, hey, I want to spend less money on video games because who wants to do that?
Yeah.
I mean,
not me.
New video game systems came out. That's obviously not it. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. We're about 17 minutes away from New Music Tuesday.
New.
We got five local submissions.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily from Albuquerque. When we say local, we just mean local to your area. We got a submission from Houston.
Yep.
We got one from Ohio.
Yep.
And then a few from New Mexico. So if you are a local artist and you would love to get your music played on Static Radio, it's easy.
You can be a local band on a national station.
Boom!
What do you know about it? Just send us your music.
Yeah, all you got to do is get to our website, mystaticradio.com. There's a locals rules section. You could submit MP3s, give us a band bio. It's pretty easy.
I will say this, though. You need to have a little bit of a thick skin and be ready for some critique.
Yeah, you were talking to the manager of one of the bands.
Yeah. Because he,
also known as the dad.
The dadager.
Yeah.
He and I was just like, hey, I felt like I needed FYI. To warn him. Because I didn't want him to think.
Our listeners can be kind of brutal.
Yeah. I didn't want him to think, oh, he's just automatically going to add it just because we're friends.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Which I am the friend.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, it's you guys' choice.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
It really is. So we are excited for the 8 o'clock hour and for your feedback.
Yeah.
Because, man, it's just been through the roof this morning. Question of the day.
We've got
Slow down!
We've got 44 comments.
On question of the day.
On question of the day.
Yeah.
Already. If you're not on our Facebook, you are missing out. Man, it is just...
banging.
Golly.
Blowing up.
I lied real bad. Just then. We have zero. Zero. Zero comments. Nobody on the Facebook.
Coming up at 8, it's New Music Tuesday. We've got some music from the Civil Wars on the way, also some Project 86. Right now it's Milo Green.
Woo!
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. Ah!
What do you think?
Getting destroyed.
Yeah, you are. Steve-O and I have already, we've started playing this quiz game. Where we face each other. Oh, did you lose?
Yeah, I did.
And I got a notification.
That's not fair. I had to do all this stuff, and you didn't have to do any of it.
How bad did I beat you? Yeah, it's pretty rough there.
I didn't even put Amy Lee right, because I was trying to, like, hit things fast enough. I know it's Evanescence. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. We're playing a stupid game.
And we love it. Good morning, everybody.
It's a free game. It's called Quiz Up.
You should check it out. It's fun.
So, apparently you just play each other. It reminds me of one of those games that you would play at, like, an Applebee's or somewhere.
Yeah.
Where they're on the screen.
Yeah, that's what it, or at, any of those
Any of those restaurants. And they give you the little thing, and you're like, oh, yeah, these four.
These four.
Matt B-dubs, and for some reason, I'm eating wings with my fingers, and they're giving me a computer thing to touch.
What am I doing?
Let's do that.
How are these things good?
My boys love playing those, except we never get them the actual things. They just usually yell out the answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking about New Year's resolutions today.
That's right.
It's real serious.
It's super serious. Yeah. Here's the thing. 2013, just about done. Writing it off. Piecing it out.
Peace out.
So we want to know what you're doing for 2014. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Hang on.
Oh, gosh. There are a handful of local artists who are hoping their 2014 is full of airplay on Static Radio. You can help them with that.
Yes, you can.
Right around the corner, we got New Music Tuesday. We have 5 local submissions. We got a lot of new music to get to that you can vote on at facebook.com.
Yep.
/mystaticradio. Gosh, it's terrible.
It's the best music you've ever heard.
Yeah. Quick break, right back with New Music Tuesday.
It's going to be awesome.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Independent, underground, all the best bands you've never heard of. You're listening to Static Radio.
Hey, y'all!
It's time for New Music Tuesday.
Yep. New Year's Eve edition.
This is the time where we play a bunch of jams from a bunch of new artists, and you get to judge them.
We'll see if anybody's listening today.
Yeah. It is New Year's Eve. We understand a lot of people are at home just sleeping away.
This is it. All right.
But
that's fine.
We got a lot of submissions because people are at home. They have time to jump on their MacBook Pro and throw down in GarageBand.
Yeah.
So we got 5 local submissions.
Oh, look. They're excited.
It's almost time there, Technicolor Scoop. Monster. Now, these guys are local to the Ohio area.
Yep. I'm trying to find their about. These guys that we met, I think Yeah, I met Isaac. I believe it was Isaac at a show in Cincinnati. We played at a venue called the Underground. No.
You can do this.
What was the name?
I believe in you.
I can't remember.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
We played at this place called Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yes.
I can't remember what the name of the place we played at was. But anyway, he's really cool.
It was Leave It to Beaver.
That's what it was. So, saw him again at the Columbus show the other night, where we played at Scully's. I know that one, with Reliant K.
Nice.
And it was wonderful. It was sold out. We had a ball.
And these guys' biggest influences, it says, first, Reliant K, second, House of Heroes.
Booyah. Oh, third. Also 21 Pilots, AWOL Nation. Nation? Why can't I say that? Imagine Dragons? Yeah, they're from Cincinnati. What is the name of that venue in Cincinnati?
It's WKRP.
Maybe.
That's it?
That's a TV show.
Ow!
Tried to fool me with the radio letters. I know you. Anyway, Technicolor Monster is a band out of Cincinnati, Ohio, created by two best friends, Isaac and Logan. Logan and Isaac have both been a part of different bands before meeting up and creating Technicolor Monster in the summer of 2013. So this is a brand new band.
Brand new band.
The band strives to make great music for everyone and anyone, but they're also strongly influenced by their own personal relationships with Jesus Christ. These songs are from real people to real people. They're about love, loss, and a greater pursuit of happiness throughout trials. The band is currently writing their debut EP, which is titled Prologue. We hope to release it later this year. And then it goes on to say about how they tried to come up with their name. It says their interests are playing music, sharing Jesus, Hacky Sack, and Taco Bell. Taco Bell. So anyway, this song is called... What is it called?
Everything is Okay.
Everything is Okay. Technicolor Monster, they are listening, and they are excited.
All right, we are excited too, so we're going to premiere this... brand new song.
Woo-hoo.
From Technicolor Monster. Tell us what you think. Is it a dig? Is it a bury? Do we keep it? Does it go? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Everything is okay.
Yep.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. That's the wrong
Steve-O song. Steve-O played the wrong song.
That's the wrong song.
Those guys are probably sitting there going, what happened? That's not us. They're gonna love it, and it's not us.
The best part is it's like that thing you do, and they're sitting around the radio and they're waiting for the song,
and we messed it up.
And then Chuck Elmore's Christmas record came on because that's what I threw in the record player.
That was Chuck Elmore's Christmas record.
Yeah, man, that's a good record. I just wanted to enjoy it one last time. It's Christmas time still.
It is New Year's Eve, and you need to get on the ball, sir. Come on!
You know, that was awesome. Come on.
It was awesome. I love it.
You're welcome, Technicolor Monster.
Sorry, guys. We're totally professional here. This is Technicolor Monster.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. That's Technicolor Monster. Oh, sorry. I forgot to put it in single. Technicolor Monster right there.
Do we work here today? Hey, Technicolor Monster, everything is okay. Let's look at some feedback.
Yeah.
TJ says, if they changed the piano player, drummer, and the singer, they'd be good. And he says, I'm kidding. It's más o menos. Más o menos?
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. Keep it for a couple months. So he likes it.
Okay.
Tony says, music is catchy. Vocals remind me of 21 Pilots. Dig it.
Okay.
Kayla says, it's different. I like it.
All right. We got an anonymous text comment that said, is he singing off key on purpose or dot, 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 dot.
Dang.
Wow.
Bill says, yep.
However, we got a lot of comments and people are digging it.
However, do they do anything else? Oh, Bill thinks the song's kind of...
It does kind of, it's dun, dun, dun.
And I guess
dun.
Isaac, the singer, is listening and he digs it.
That's
and
not fair.
David says he'll dig it.
Okay, there you go. All right, New Music Tuesday. We got four more local artists to get to. This next one coming from Houston, Texas. Forever the Fierce. They're a pop-punk alternative band from the Houston area. They were recorded with Curtis Douglas. They're extremely passionate about the music they make. Joshua sent this to us. Song's called Heart of War by Forever the Fierce. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Woo!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Forever the Fierce. Hailing from Houston, Texas.
There you
and
go.
Sterlingwood Baptist Church.
Sterlingwood Baptist. Let's see.
Dude, that was good.
Yeah. Enjoyed it. production quality was really good.
Yeah, Curtis Douglas. Anyone?
Oh, Bill disagrees. He says, kind of okay. The guitar sounds like a cat in heat.
What?
I don't know. Bill has a lot of experience with guitars. Just kidding. He really does. Josh says, dig. Dave says, such dig. Logan digs it. Tony says, this is the stuff. Dig!
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. This next local, we actually have played before. We put these guys in regular rotation when they submitted a song to us through the locals rule. This is Abandoning Sunday, which is a local solo project by Michael Thomas. The intent is to write music that people can relate to. He says, hey guys, y'all are the best. Here's my new single in case you might be interested. Hope you like it. Thanks for being fantastic. Buttering us up will not get your song in rotation, however.
But we do love being buttered up. We do love you.
He's actually, they're from Ormond Beach, Florida.
Ormond Beach. I know where that is.
Member of Christ Community out there in Ormond Beach.
Wait, what's it called? In Your Head?
In Your Dreams.
In Your Drink.
In Your Dreams.
Out of my dreams. Into my car.
Abandoning Sunday. Song's called In Your Dreams, a local's rule to Florida.
Florida. Wait, Abandoning Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how many bands? Taking Back Sunday, Everyday Sunday?
Abandoning Sunday.
Sundays This Weekend. Is that a band name?
I don't know.
Sundays After Saturday. Okay, yeah. We're going to start a band.
Yes.
We're going to call it Sundays After Saturday, but it's before Monday. It's the best band. It's
Sundays Before Monday.
Sundays Before Monday, but
Sunday
not after
Monday.
C. I'm sorry. It's New Year's
That's
Eve.
That's it. That's our band name.
Sundays Before. Wait.
Sundays Before Monday,
but
except
not after
C.
Yep.
Oh, I love it. No, you can't have that band
We
name
are the
ours.
Funniest people in the world.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Abandoning Sunday.
Yes.
Local submission. Hailing from Ormond Beach.
Man, the locals are showing up today.
Yeah, man. Song's called In Your Dreams. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
TJ says he once said that Michael, I'm assuming that's the singer,
yep,
is the male version of Taylor Swift. LOL. Dig.
Nice.
David. Our boy David England. He likes it. Bill says, so sweet, tastes like vanilla. Here's the thing, Bill. Bill's not going to like it unless it's a band called Pilgrim. And then he likes it.
And there's like a 303, like a in the background.
Just kidding, Bill. Josh says, dig. Joshua says, awesome, love it. And I bet we're getting more feedback as we speak.
All right.
Because that's usually what happens.
Locals rule, we got a couple more local submissions. Hey, if you're a local band and you'd like to get airplay on Static Radio, submit your music at our website, mystaticradio.com. Under the locals rule section, you could submit MP3s. You can give us a band bio, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like this next band, hailing from Los Alamos, New Mexico.
Oh, yes.
They are members at Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Nice.
The band is called Segosha.
Segosha?
Yeah. Song's called Hidden Thing. This would be Danny Alcazar. He's a multi-instrumentalist songwriter living in Los Alamos, born into a Spanish-Irish home.
Whoa.
Grew up listening to winding melodies of traditional Celtic music, Irish folk, and the rhythmic fury of flamenco.
Flamenco.
He's played songwriter spotlight, city streets, and entertained the homeless and school kids. His audience is as diverse as his music. His songs are inspired by spiritual combat, childhood innocence, Greek mythology, and the works of literary giants like Dante, J.R.R. Tolkien, C.S. Lewis, G.K. Chesterton, and T.S. Eliot.
Nice.
Segosha is currently writing and recording songs for the fourth album entitled New Creature. That's where you find this one. The song's called Hidden Thing. This is not a light fare.
No.
This sounds very...
This is the thinking man's Gosha.
Mm-hmm.
Segosha.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
A struggle in the dark reveals a secret thing. It's a hidden thing.
Okay, you get it. You get it.
Such a hidden thing.
I'm ready to not get it anymore.
It's a Gosha, man.
I know. Stop laughing.
Hey, he said his songs are inspired by spiritual combat, childlike innocence, Greek mythology, the works of literary giants. This is obviously from the fourth or fifth circle of Dante.
Okay. Moving on.
Fine.
Next song.
You know what?
Chicken butt.
Ha!
You can't say butt on the radio.
But you just did.
Chicken butt I did.
Oh, man.
Is that all the locals rule today?
No, there's one more.
One more. We have so much music, it's going to bleed right into
it's
that.
It's New Music Tuesday. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. We got one more local submission for you.
Locals rule. This is going to go into the 10 o'clock hour.
Finally, the fifth and final locals rule coming from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, snap.
Stephanie, she attends Calvary Albuquerque. Her name's Stephanie Klepacki. She has no website yet, but a lyric video is up on YouTube for this song. She's new to the world of recording music. She has a passion for Christian music, especially. Wrote the song in 2012 when it was inspired to me by God during a very difficult period in my marriage. Glory be to God for this song and for saving my marriage. I collaborated with a local production company, Ill Specific, on all of the music. This has been a wonderful journey that taught me humility, patience, and obedience, and I found that my faith has deepened. I've written three more songs. Look forward to the next one. Thanks for your consideration.
Woo!
Stephanie!
How do you spell that last name?
Klepacki!
Klepacki.
Yeah, man. Cool. You ready?
Yes.
All right, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. All right, that's Stephanie Klepacki. Turn to me. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio, and the final locals rule. We had a lot of really great local submissions this week.
I'm thankful. Well, here's the thing. Like, no matter what people think about it, if you're in a local band and you throw your music out there, it takes guts.
Yeah, it does. Congratulations for having those.
Yeah.
Them guts and being
them
vulnerable
guts.
Enough to send it out to people and for not burying your talent. So keep it coming with local submissions. You can submit them to our website, mystaticradio.com. There's a locals rules section.
Yeah.
You can download or upload MP3s. We will download them.
Okay.
And take a look at them.
Let's listen to some reaction from that.
Okay.
Tony simply says, bury it.
Okay.
Josh says, agreed. Ted says, I like it. Maybe not rotation worthy yet, but a lot of potential is there. There are moments in the song where it's amazing.
All right.
Matt says, eep, and made a little face.
Uh-huh.
One of those eyes is bigger than the other one. I don't know what's going on there. Bill says, dig. I don't know why. David says, that's not Celtic Flamingo. I don't know what I was expecting. And then Joshua again says, it's good, but it's something that I would get tired of quickly. Not static material.
Okay. Not bad, just not static material.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we'll accept that. Moving on to, the entirety of New Music Tuesday. We have so much music to
Man,
get to today.
We do.
You know, who's this?
Okay, this is a listener-recommended artist.
Okay.
She's a worship leader in the Bronx.
Wow.
I'm trying to find... I don't know if I'm going to be able to find the email or something.
So this was sent in to us from a listener.
Yeah.
All right.
Is this it? I don't know. Sending this real quick from my work email. Anyway, yes. Okay, Ken sent us this. Her name is Mars. He stumbled onto it the other day. She's a worship leader at a church plant in the Bronx.
Okay.
She sounds like she could be a superstar, and I agree. I listened to it and was like, what? Did you
All
listen
right.
to this yet?
I haven't heard it.
Pretty
I
cool.
haven't heard any of this stuff today.
It's a free album available at Noise Trade.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So if you listen to this, it is free on a website called
Mars Noise Like Trade. The Planet if they were from the Bronx.
Mars Like The
M-A-R-Z.
Planet.
M-A-R-Z.
Not Like The Bar. Living
yes.
in the Bronx, gonna make it real far. I'm a rapper. All right, let's get into it. It's called Beautiful Day by Mars.
Dig it or bury it. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Hailing from the Bronx, that is Mars. Song called Beautiful Day. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Which side does the headphone with the cord go on? Is it the left?
Left ear, yeah.
What? Why does the left ear get all the special treatment? Gosh, what a jerk. All right, let's see. Sorry, I got a little distracted, everyone.
It's all good.
Just a little distracted.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Thanks to Ken from Santa Fe.
Absolutely.
For giving us that suggestion of Mars hailing from the Bronx.
Hailing from the Bronx!
Dude, I dug it. That's kind of cool.
Hey, right, that's high praise, man.
Hey.
That's high praise.
TJ says, Mandisa, K-Love. I disagree with you, TJ.
Really?
Yep, on a base level. That's
no, not, I mean, I just, yeah. yeah, the.
That's totally not Mandisa. Carly says, yes, beautiful song. Bill says, gospel meets electronica. Yeah, if that's, Bill, you should go check out the whole EP.
Oh, yeah, you would dig that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
David says, this is a dig. Tony says, my 8-year-old son says, dig it.
Boom.
Or 8-year-old, maybe not son. I don't know. It's a girl. My bad. Tiffany says, dig. Matt says, not bad. Ted says, dang, dig. Pretty good production and amazing voice that doesn't sound digitized. And
yeah.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I had an anonymous critique about that song that we played, the last local.
Oh, yeah.
Stephanie. And I wanted to say it out loud because I think it's pretty wise.
Yeah.
The song sounded like it wasn't quite a song yet. And
like
then that goes.
It out
yeah,
and,
that goes
yeah.
along with one of the guys that said there were beautiful moments,
yeah.
but then the whole thing together. And that's, I think that's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
There are moments in there and there's definitely talent, but it wasn't quite a song.
Right.
Which is, that's an entirely different thing. You know, a lot of people can sing.
Yeah.
But they can't write a song.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, good critique there.
Good critique, Anonymous.
From one artist to the next.
What do you know?
Hey, we got this one from, I believe TJ, right? Sent in the
yes.
Brian White.
My boy, Tej.
There you go. The dude's name is Brian White. He found him on, I think, Noise Trade also.
Mm-hmm.
And gave a shout out and said, hey, there's a radio station that plays jams. And what song would you want played on the station if I could get him to play a song by you? And this is the one the artist suggested.
Yep.
It is Brian White. The song is called Worth It. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Yeah!
Steve-O's excited.
Woo,
because
Brian,
we're playing this quiz game and he just got a perfect score. And I'm not playing him back yet.
Superhero comics! I'm the best!
It's a quiz about superhero comics.
I've lost two in a row
it's
to
It's probably
you.
A bunch of Image and DC questions.
Nope.
And I'm going to be like... Pff.
It's like 50-50 DC Marvel.
Nah! I don't know anything about DC.
Whatever.
TJ says... that song kind of has a hint of MXPX vocals. I hear that too.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
Kayla digs it. Bill Peterson dig, not because he likes TJ. It stands on its own merit.
Ah, yes.
And David says digs.
All right. Tell us what you think about all the music we're playing. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Quick yep. shout out to my boy David England there, because that dude just wants to hear metal and he never gets to hear it.
And
And the New Year's resolution at this station is definitely not play more metal. But he hangs
but he's
in
hanging
there,
in there.
And he listens.
And he does.
Shout out to you, David.
Shout
you are
out.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love it.
Good dude.
Yep. So here we go. We've got so much music to get to.
And we have so little time.
I know. We got to take a quick break to take care of, the important things like bills.
And using the bathroom.
Ah, yes.
You weren't supposed to know that, audience. What are you doing listening to me? We better get to just move on. There.
Quick break. We got about a minute and 30 seconds there, buddy. So quick break. Right back with more. For New Music Tuesday, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
I'm not wearing shoes.
Static Radio.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Welcome to the end of 2013.
Highlighting local artists, new music,
and just all around fun and frivolity here on the radio.
Dig it or bury it. Oh, gosh.
It's so good. It's so good when it hits your ears. It's so good.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. How'd you find this next artist? The Young
I can't breathe.
International.
Oh, this band. Stop. Hang on. Wait, don't bring it back.
Oh.
It's almost done.
Well, you got serious for a minute.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe you were just going to
talk. I'm really serious about that song.
Boom.
This band is from Nashville.
Okay.
Okay, they were in another band that used to tour with Farewell Flight all the time.
High Flight Society.
No.
Blood and Water.
No.
Sent by Ravens.
No.
Need to Breathe.
I can't remember.
Building 429.
There was a girl in the
Third
band.
Third Day.
That was it.
DC Talk.
It was a little band called DC Talk. Maybe you've heard of them. Maybe not. Closely related to another band, Aerosmith.
Yes!
Closely related to another...
Run-DMC.
Run-DMC. Closely related to Beethoven.
Right. Which brings you full circle back to DC Talk.
Right. Who is...
Because there's a lot of talking in Beethoven.
Yes.
And the DC from DC Talk stood for Run-DMC, but they didn't want to do DMC Talk because it was too hard to say.
I am so confused.
And, hey.
This band's from Nashville.
There you go. All right.
The Young International. The song's called Straight Line.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Yep. Man, I should have saved that for the end.
The Young International. Okay, the band they were in was Lorien.
Okay.
There's a girl in the band, and they used to come through Tupelo all the time. When we were freshman 15, we played with them. I think we played with them when we were Waverly.
They dig Radiohead.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because I do too.
It's good.
That's a great song right there.
Yeah. And so they just got off tour with Andrew Bell. That's what I meant to tell you. Yep. They did a tour with Andrew Bell. And so,
huge fan of Andrew Bell, of course.
And they're good dudes.
One of my favorite records of 2013.
Yeah. The Reversal is a Bible study that a lot of musicians went to in Nashville, and some of those guys would come out every once in a while.
All right.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Well, all right. There we go.
Let's see what the people say.
Yeah, I want to know.
Because Tony kicked it off. He said, this is a dig.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, for realsies.
Oh. What is TJ put up a picture that says, LOL, what? I said make a joyful noise, Jesus. And he's smiling. Okay.
I don't even know what that means.
TJ, what you talking about, brother?
Oh, man.
Bill said, I felt a great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced. Dick! I don't know how, cause it seemed, the first part seemed kind of
That was when Alderaan
negative.
Was destroyed. That was a pretty negative moment. I don't understand you.
I don't know either. Logan says... It reminds him a bit of Jars of Clay.
Huh.
Matt says it's moody in a good way, and I dig it. More importantly, where can I find that wonderfully awful New Music Tuesday intro music you played right after the break? Not going to tell you.
Right here on this station?
No, I'll tell you. It's the 2001 Space Odyssey theme.
Rehash?
Fail.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm going to look up another one.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Haven't heard new stuff from these guys in a little bit, but they've got a new record.
We have it!
They're called After Edmund.
Yeah, I was looking through the playlist yesterday, and I think After Edmund popped up, and I was like, what are those guys doing?
Yes.
They put out a whole record this year. Nobody knew about it.
They moved to West Georgia.
Well, they started listening to
a lot of Need to Breathe. This is heavily influenced.
No.
By Need to Breathe.
It is? Did you listen
to it? Also, Dr. Dre.
Oh, yes.
Not and Snoop and Ed Lover,
and
the host of Yo MTV Raps.
It features a guest spot from Nicki Minaj.
Yes, so which is great. Also, Missy Elliott. It was interesting to get Nicki Minaj in studio with Missy Elliott because Nicki Minaj wants to be Missy Elliott.
They just punched
Missy
each other.
Elliott came out of retirement for After Edmund because they wrote a song about grits.
Yeah.
The band.
They Hungry.
Being from West Georgia.
Yeah. You know,
I can't wait to hear this.
I think our New Year's resolution should be to quit lying to people over the air. Maybe people would trust us a little more.
Maybe.
If we just quit telling lies.
I don't know.
I'm just not going to quit telling them. What I'm just going to keep saying whatever I want to say.
Brand new stuff from After Edmund. The song is called West Georgia. Obviously about the famous race car driver Richard Petty, who hails from Louisiana.
Okay. Dig it or bury it. Let us know.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Ah, yes, After Edmund.
You know what that means. We've gone back in time and it is Halloween.
Yes, hailing from Georgia. Song they wrote, West Georgia.
West Georgia.
Which is also where The Walking Dead is filmed, which is why they did a song about West Georgia.
You know what? I don't know why I ever use Google, because I've got you.
I've got
Yougle.
Yep.
Wow! We're on fire!
I'm on fire!
Yes! Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour.
Sorry.
It is still New Music Tuesday.
And it's going to continue to be.
We have five more jams to get to, including two artists that are at the top of their game right now.
Yep.
Blowing up, number ones on the charts, and one in particular that's going to be interesting to the static airwaves. I'm excited.
Yep.
Talking about that band right there.
I know. I hope people like that.
I do too.
I have my own opinions.
Yeah, we'll talk about it coming up. But first, we got a lot. Minus this one. I was going to say every artist left we know, but we don't. Knox Hamilton.
We don't Knox Hamilton.
This one actually hails from, who sent us this? We got an email from a listener.
I don't
and
know.
And I can't remember.
Is it in here?
Maybe.
We should be more, we should prepare more. Why? But comedy is in spontaneity.
Exactly.
It's the key to comedy.
It's
so
all off the
why
cuff.
Would we prepare?
We don't prepare
we
anything.
We don't prepare for anything.
Exactly. I didn't even know he was going to be my co-host in the new year. That's how unprepared we are. Spontaneity is key.
Woo! I don't know who sent us this. We'll just play it.
All right. The band is called Knox Hamilton. The song is Work It Out. Tell us what you think. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'm willing to bet it was TJ because he's been sending us stuff lately.
Was it this person?
Why not?
Debbie? No, I went back too far.
Oh.
Is there a Niner? I heard a Niner in there.
Gosh. The band is Knox Hamilton.
Yeah.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll find that email.
We'll try.
We'll thank somebody for this jam.
Woo!
Song's called Work It Out, Dig It or Bury It, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Knox Hamilton is the band. Song's called Work It Out. Tell us what you think.
We remembered the listener that sent us this.
Yes, that would be the lead singer of Knox Hamilton.
It was the band.
Band sent us that song.
So I tagged them. I said, hey, we're playing your song right now.
Yep.
We'll see what they say.
There you go. Yeah, that one hailing from Little Rock, Arkansas.
The Diamond of the South.
Of course.
But not the Diamond of the Highway.
I've never been.
But they have fixed a lot of the highways.
I hope so.
Right now, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, you've made my list this year for bad highways.
That's too bad. You don't want to be on that list.
Yep. You don't want to be on that list because I've got a lot of power.
Yeah.
I can make things happen.
Pretty much.
I know all the movers and the shakers in the highway business. I know them. Dating back to the Romans. My great uncle, Marty, was a Roman road builder back in the age of the Romans.
Ah, yes, the RRB construction site services.
Yeah, it was at least 30 years ago.
Yes.
And so he knows folks.
Yep.
Yeah, so he better look out for me, Oklahoma.
Knox Hamilton, the name of the band. Song's called Work It Out. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And a shout out to Knox Hamilton in Little Rock, Arkansas for sending us that track. That one from their upcoming EP.
Gosh,
the third.
We just give him a platform. we walk into it and say, TJ, here's your red carpet.
Yeah.
Here's your platform. Yeah. He says, I didn't send this one in. I can see how you thought that, though, since I have such incredible taste in music.
Yeah, that was one of my more favoriter jams.
More favoriter.
From David, this morning.
David likes it. Tony says, this is rockin'. Dig it. Carly says, the song makes her want to dance.
Yes.
And Bill says, add to playlist.
Knox Hamilton.
Hey, thank you guys for listening. We know that you could probably be sleeping.
Yes.
Enjoying your New Year's Eve
mm-hmm.
by yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe your wife, too. Maybe she's off traveling. I don't know. Maybe she's in frigid temperatures in the northern states.
With no cell phone reception.
Yeah. Well, she's been texting me some today.
Oh, okay.
But she said it's negative, too.
Oh, I thought we were talking about, a random
No,
person.
I'm talking about my actual wife. I've got one, apparently. She's off in this world somewhere.
Oh, man. Sadly, your secret New Year's resolution we can't talk about, but we've been, secretly speaking about the dismantling of Firefly so your wife can be home.
Mm.
So, did I just say that on the air?
Good. Hang on, listen. That's my stubble on my chin.
Way to throw us off. I love it.
It was a subject change.
It was.
It worked really well. Let's go to the next song.
2014, baby. This band's called Canopy Climbers. Says there's a 12-second intro, but that's obviously a lie.
That's weird. What is there that I could say? All right.
Seem awesome morning party.
Now.
Canopy Climbers. Song's called Souvenir.
Souvenir.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
You remember that? That was that old Night at the Roxbury skit with Jim Carrey.
Oh, dude.
He was kissing that old lady, and he turned around, and he had her dentures in his mouth. And he said, souvenir!
Ted says, welcome to Tuesday Friday.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone. Ted says, decent, but it doesn't stand out. Kind of boring. Repetitive.
Ah.
Bueno pescado, mijo. Believe that is Spanish, and I don't speak Spanish.
For chili pesto.
I think it means, I think mijo is a type of mountain.
Ah, yes.
And then, so he's saying, good fish mountain.
Yes.
Thank you, Matt. Bill says, you can't go wrong, canopy climbers. Kind of like Pilgrim.
What'll it be, Pilgrim?
He really wants to hear some new Pilgrim in there.
Here's
willing
the thing.
To bet the
we're
song
gonna
he
get,
wants is outrageous.
We're going to get to Pilgrim again one day.
Yes, we will.
But we just added one drop like a month or so ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a great song, so we're going to sit on it for
we're gonna
a while.
We're going to let that one simmer
let
on the airways
simmer.
For a little bit.
Put one drop in the pan and you let it simmer, and when it's time to cook it, you do.
Yep.
You don't skip it.
Now, this dude hails from Tennessee
Nashville.
As well. Yep.
Originally from Arkansas.
Yes, and he sent us his full-length record.
He did.
We played one track from him already, which was great. Everybody loved it. So we thought, hey, let's keep going with this Nick Flora train.
Woohoo!
But you got to tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Hold back.
Nick Flora, song called Good Enough.
TJ likes it.
Says incredible.
He put up a picture of this face.
We did something right. Oh. We did something right. We got a meme out of that song.
We did it. Meme.
I can't believe it.
Meme me.
Can't bememe it.
I can't bememe it.
Oh, there's a joke
I can't
in there
even
somewhere.
Bememe it.
It is New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think about all the new jams, Dig It or Bear It.
Ted said, wasn't feeling it at the beginning, but it became a really great song.
I feel that.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Now, here's an interesting one.
Whoa.
Switchfoot released a brand new record, and you handpicked this one.
They released an EP.
EP.
Yeah. The record comes out, I think, next month or February.
Boom.
Exciting.
You actually picked this one when we first heard it before it came out.
I did.
And decided, hey, this is going to be the jam. And then we added it for New Music Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 days later, we got a brand new single. That became the single.
Yeah.
So we stalled out on this one.
We're bringing
and
it
guess
back.
What?
This
the
is
song
the
you
single.
Picked
yeah.
is the new single. So once again, we want to know what you think. Brand new music from Switchfoot. The song is called Who We Are. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
If you're a faithful listener, you've heard this before.
That's right. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. That would be Switchfoot.
Woohoo!
Tell us what you think, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Radio. TJ says, 2014 is off to a great start. Mateo, you're a good assistant to the music director. I don't care what Steve-O says about you. Sounds good, bud. Kayla says, dug it the first time, still dig it. I remember they got flack for counting to five.
Why?
One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four,
why'd they get flack for counting to five?
Probably the same reason people give Katy Perry flack for phrasing unconditionally the way she does.
Ah.
Unconditional. Steven says, dig the new Switchfoot stuff. Ready for January 14th. That's when it comes out.
Boom! Nicely done, Gilmore. Nicely done. All right, are you ready to set up this last song?
What is it?
Final one of New Music Tuesday.
Hang on. I need to address something.
Kicking off 2014.
Matt, no, I don't speak Spanish.
No, not at all.
Si no hablas español. When have you ever... Listen to my voice. Do I speak Spanish? You tell me.
Si.
Does it sound like I speak Spanish?
Well, we've been watching a lot of Dora the Explorer lately.
I am the whitest person in Albuquerque.
I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. No, I
one
don't.
One of the. But
no,
you could. I
probably
mean,
the.
You never know. You could speak some Spanish.
I don't know, man. I don't think I could.
Yeah. ¿Dónde está el biblioteca?
I don't know where the bathroom is, Steven.
Ah, good. You nailed it.
Nailed it. I bet it's cold in there. Bueno!
All right, one final jam.
Let's do it.
For New Music Tuesday, the last New Music Tuesday song of 2013.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I want to tell a story.
Let's
about
talk about this band because you may have heard of them.
Maybe.
Some and you know, you got a little insight into this.
Some
band.
Of you aren't going to be happy.
I'll tell you right now, this is not a culture shock.
Nope. And here's why. Back in the day, when we signed to Flickr, I was in a band called Waverly.
Mm-hmm.
We signed to Flickr, and we had this A&R guy, and he told us a story about a different band.
Up and coming.
Yeah, up and coming band that had tried to get a record deal with Flickr. Well, they were just in Nashville looking for a record deal. And one really talented guy was kind of like the songwriter. He helped produce some of the stuff. He was the main guy, and but it was a band, but he was like the one that was, you know, trying to make waves. He was writing and stuff, meeting people. And our A&R guy loved them and took them to the head of Provident.
Now, for those who don't know, you know, record label stuff, what is A&R guy?
A&R is kind of the representative between the band and the label, or at least it used to be.
Okay.
Who knows what's going on now?
Yeah, I know, right?
But anyway, he was kind of the middleman. He was the guy that represented the interests, like, artistically, of the band.
So he wasn't
the
necessarily the manager, but he kind of was the in between.
Like, artistically, he kind of helped.
Yeah.
He helped the label capture the vision of the band.
He was A&R, for those that don't know, it stands for animatronic robot.
Yes. Definitely a robot.
He worked for the record label, tried to keep the band happy, but tried to keep the record label happy and keep them both making money and music at the same time.
Never ate or slept.
Never. Incredible. Animatronic robot.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Piece of the future.
Animatronic and robot.
There you go. Anyway, this band had tried to get like a deal, and he had taken this to the head of Provident, which is a huge, one of the biggest Christian labels.
Yeah.
And the guy listened to their stuff and said, I just don't hear a single. I just don't hear it. Nope. So they ended up passing on this band. Well, said guy, whose name is Ryan Tedder, went on to work for another guy in Los Angeles named Timbaland.
Yes.
And they got one of the tracks that had been pitched to Flickr and Provident called Apologize, and it blew up like crazy. One of the biggest songs of, like, what, the early 2000s or something?
Yeah.
Huge. So anyway, One Republic, maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
They put out a new album recently, and me and Dave were big One Republic fans.
Like, yeah.
Both of the older albums, we jammed them. And then yesterday I was listening through this one and found this song and was like, what? But the reason it's not a culture shock is because Ryan Tedder is like a professing believer.
Yeah, solid believer.
No matter what you say, he grew up Pentecostal or whatever, and I'm sure that you have your own theories or whatever, but he's a professing believer. And there, I actually read an interview that he did a couple years ago where he was talking about why he didn't sign to a Christian label.
Yeah, which is interesting because he was trying desperately to sign to a Christian label, and they didn't think he was good enough.
Well, he said he saw, like, he saw how, and it's kind of the story that I've told and so many different artists have told, is that a lot of people in that machine are just trying to make money.
Yeah.
And he
which
said,
is interesting because you would think they would see someone like One Republic and go, dude,
dollar
signs. But they didn't.
No, they didn't.
So because of that, God had other plans, and he decided not to sign, or didn't get the chance to sign with the Christian label. Made his way out to L.A.
Yeah.
And it's one of those incredible stories of, you know, you have this idea in your mind like, man, if only I can get signed by this Christian label. If only I can do this. Lord, this is what I want. And it doesn't work out. And in turn, now look at him. He's one of the biggest songwriters of the last, what, 5-10 years.
Yeah.
He has written some hits
for
major artists.
He doesn't just do One Republic.
Yeah.
Most of his songs that you've probably heard aren't even One Republic songs.
So
Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
What's that song? Love all gotta be better be.
Jordan Sparks.
Yeah, Jordan. Like,
I've heard. I think. Right.
I don't know.
Maybe.
We don't.
I don't know.
You don't have the vinyl.
I don't listen to that.
You don't have that. You don't listen to it every morning.
I don't even
wake
know
up.
Who
he
that is.
Know.
I don't know.
Who is that? Is that a boy? But anyway, so we're gonna play this song, One Republic.
That's right.
And it is not in a culture shock.
No, it's not.
But if you disagree or would like to just complain over the internet, feel
Enjoy.
Free to email us.
That's right. studio@mystaticradio.com. You can also tell us whether you dig it or bury it. At our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. One Republic, song called Life in Color. Dig it or bury it. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. One Republic, Life in Color. That just ends.
It goes
boom.
That was nothing.
Out.
After that.
Out. Drop the mic off the stage. Peace. I'm out.
Yep.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. facebook.com/mystaticradio.
What did you think?
Dude, I loved it. I'm not even going to pretend like I don't own their first record, at least.
Dude,
maybe
it's
more.
Such a good record.
I know!
TJ says, I'm just upset you didn't tell me he was a believer sooner. Play this band often. On a side note, my phone auto-corrected believer to believer, though I've never actually typed that.
Yeah, right.
Abomination of a word until now. Siri thought she'd be funny. A small part of me just died on the inside. Sorry, TJ. Maybe that was a part of you needed to let die.
Oh, man. Yes. Just release it. Let it go.
Crystal says she digs it. It's got catchy beats and style. Hope it goes in a rotation.
Oh, it will.
think it will.
Yeah, I believe so. OneRepublic, Life in Color, and yeah, excited to add those guys to rotation for 2014.
Matt is still teaching me Spanish.
Yeah.
Yo cavo, which means I dig, I hope. Samuel says not bad at all.
All right. It's well, there cool. you go. Good New Music Tuesday.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Solid one.
Immensely.
And we're almost done with the show.
Yeah, 2013 is going to be wrapped up here momentarily, at least for Team Awesome Morning Party. Now, Woo! We have uncovered something that I
don't even know what this is. What is this?
I know. Well, Matt, you moved here in 2013.
I did.
And people were really excited, but it's kind of like the whole Duck Dynasty thing, or anytime there's something big in the media,
the second
it gets attention, people start investigating.
Oh, yeah.
I have uncovered an investigative report on your life.
Yeah.
And I have to, in true biblical fashion, present it to you live on the air before we speak about it privately, because that's the way that Christians do it. Wait, no, Fox and CNN. Sorry, I got that confused.
You meant conservative.
I meant kind of both, actually. Hmm? If you're in the media mainstream,
oh,
yeah, chances
investigative
are.
Investigative reporting.
Yeah. This is Hardball with Chris Matthews.
And Steve-O and Mateo.
Coming up. Gonna hit you with this hard truth.
I hope I'm ready.
I hope you are too, man, because this is how 2013 ends for you.
Oh, no.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
May I have your attention, please?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Ready.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
I mean, right?
Yep.
How else are you going to end 2013?
That's right.
Ah!
Welcome back to the show, friends.
The final moments of 2013 for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yep. We're ending it with how we're going to start it.
We really are.
We got some new stuff coming your way.
Yeah, we do. Pretty excited.
2014 is going to be an exciting year for the station.
Yes. I was quite excited. Right up until the moment I learned of this.
Oh, breaking news.
Matt Lott, you, sir, are under investigation.
What does that mean?
Well, it turns out there's a rumor, a theory.
I'm not nervous
around.
Or anything. I'm not sweating.
You may well be an animatronic musician.
What?
Like in Rockafire Explosion.
What is Rockafire Explosion?
Well, according to a year-end investigative report submitted to the BBC
by
the one, the only Bob Costas.
What?
Yes.
The sportsman?
He does investigative reporting as well, it seems. And he has looked into your life, sir, and I think people are onto you.
Wait a second. Okay. Is Rockafire Explosion, is that like the Carousel of Progress or the Country Bears ride at
Got
Disney
me,
World?
Probably, where they just... You're starting to sweat a little, which kind of takes away the animatronic robot thing, because if you're sweating...
I'm definitely sweating. Sweating to the oldies.
According to this investigative report I have found online, 2013 brought to Albuquerque an energetic perpetual motion of sound to accompany the dulcet wall of elevated audio levels that currently graced 88.3 FM.
Ugh.
This manifestation of droll southern charm was Matt Lott.
Droll southern charm.
Touring bassist for the sacrosanct rock and roll musical group House of Heroes. The arrival of this 5'10", 190-pound bundle
False.
Of joy.
6'0", 160 pounds.
Well, according to a carnival worker that was consulted for the investigative report, you were a welcome one to be sure. In Matt Lott's tenure to date, the enigmatic Mateo has provided to be an effective chocolate to longtime morning host Steven Steve-O Jeter's peanut butter.
And my car smells like chocolate.
Mr. Lott's witty banter with the listeners has made him an enduring persona that give many the strength to even throw the covers aside, look into the abyss, and dare to put their pants on both legs at once.
Watch out.
In the body of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it appeared this pious radio transmitter had found a candidate for The Voice.
What?
Intrigued and even having engaged in said witty banter, I endeavored to meet this southern gentleman.
Mm.
This is where a troubling pattern began to emerge. I had the occasion to rendezvous with the bassist extraordinaire in my city of residence as he gallivanted around with his musical chums. I'd even arranged safe passage for him through the mean streets of the Dirty South for him to return home to the 505. But here's where the situation takes a turn for the enigmatic. At every occasion, Mr. Lott had a hastily thrown together reason as to why he would not be able to provide the highly regarded and very specific set of skills, according to this investigative reporter. This unleashes a series of discoveries that has left said investigative reporter shaken to the core.
I knew not being able to get that ride to the airport in Houston mm-hmm. would come back to haunt me.
Through the miracle of transmitted data via light, this investigative reporter has been able to visually witness this arbiter of rhythmic melodies antics, which led him to believe in his occupation of a God-given soul. Mm-hmm. After the aforementioned turn of events, he began to have questions as to the validity of the image and likeness. It was about this same time that he stumbled across the trailer for a documentary, and pieces started falling into place. Why, the documentary this investigative reporter is talking about is The Rockafire Explosion. You can catch that trailer on YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
The evidence is not conclusive,
right,
in this investigative report, but does strongly lead toward one conclusion over another, which the investigative reporter shall present thusly.
Thusly.
Number one.
Let's begin.
He has only ever seen Mr. Lott from the waist up on an internet video camera.
Hey, Paul.
Evidence at mystaticradio.com. Granted, even the animatronic members of the influential musical group had fully formed mechanical bodies. This is easily explained as Static Radio being a nonprofit organization. Should listeners and supporters wish to see a fully formed presentation, contributing monthly to this otherwise worthwhile organization should put this point to rest.
I mean, we'll... Yeah. Put that point to rest.
Number two, Matthew Lott claims to be a musician.
Nah, well...
Too many parallels can be drawn on this point. The validity is self-evident, although he's only ever witnessed him playing a camouflage stick of some sort.
Are you talking about the snake stick? Hang on. This thing? This guards me from potential enemies.
The investigative reporter notes they have never put forth anything that he is a vocalist. He has no argument on that.
Hey, you guys, hey, don't make me sing.
Hey.
Don't make me sing.
Hey.
Don't make me sing.
Hey, you don't have to sing.
Okay.
Number three.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Yeah, I can't sing. You're okay. Right. You're right, Paul.
Number three. Betwixt musical interludes, sacred or secular, the Tupelo Terror can be heard cracking wise.
The Tupelo Terror?
Another pattern that is all too clear to see, especially given the level of wit involved, multiple voices, and a sometimes audacious wardrobe only makes the investigative reporter wonder if he was Pete bested out of the pizza parlor performers in favor of the space dog.
What does that mean?
Number four.
Yeah.
He thought he heard him call his wife Mitzi once.
That's Dave's mother-in-law.
I'm just saying.
Her name is Mitzi.
Man.
I didn't call Dawn Mitzi.
I'm just saying.
She would punch me through the sky.
This investigative reporter is on to you.
Nah.
You're starting to get a little red, man.
Wait, do you mean sweaty?
No, just red. The sweat seems to have beaded down your latex-like face.
Oh, incredible.
Number six. You regale us with stories of your attempts to get into showbiz.
The biz.
Yep. I believe I've seen through his verbal sleight of hand on this one. At least that's the quote from the investigative reporter. Number six. When he attempts levity, you can literally hear the wheels turning.
That's pretty true. Kind of slow in this southern brain.
Number seven takes us to a day that was very cold and early in the morning on the Calvary Albuquerque campus where I myself actually bore witness to this event.
Bore? Killed you a bar out there?
Number seven, the incident with the bear wandering around the grounds of his place of employment was a cover-up story.
Oh.
He recognized the intruder as one Billy Bob Broccoli.
Broccoli. Billy Bob Broccoli. That doesn't sound made up.
The bass playing, overalls wearing, instrumentalist from Rock of Fire.
No, I've never, ever, ever worn a pair of overalls since I was a young robot kid in Mississippi.
This was no boating accident.
That's a quote from Jaws, and I appreciate it.
Number eight, the investigative reporters heard he's really good at skee-ball and has a cachet of hard-earned gaming tickets buried in preparation for the end times.
I've never, ever told anybody about my affection for skee-ball.
Number nine, and this is where I started to take notice myself after reading investigative reporting from a dear friend.
Yeah.
I had to make some phone calls because it turns out, Matthew, you were forced to leave Mississippi because rumor has it the band had taken residence at Smitty's Super Service Station in Little Improved, Mississippi.
Ooh.
And the restraining order is still in effect. I made a call to said Smitty's Super Service Station.
Yeah?
No answer.
Which one was it, though?
I don't know.
It's Mississippi. There's about 250 Smitty service stations.
Number 10, a glazed look overtakes you, and you zombily join in whenever the happy birthday song is started.
I hate that song.
You are compelled. You cannot undo what has been programmed so deeply
into
your animatronics.
No, the only reason I do that is because it's the only way to get through it. That's it. That's it!
In summation, this investigative reporter's findings with these points gives him a strong foundation for at least further investigation. The investigative reporter says, quote, I know some might be quick to counter some of my vigorously researched points stated above, but I've met Mateo at various static radio
cotillions,
you might say. Cotillions
is a fantastic word.
I've seen him on stage or on remote for various static radio publicity stunts. You might plead, which is true. I can attest to that. Right, buddy?
Yeah, I hope so.
The investigative reporter casts a cynical eye toward the light at the end of the dial. If there is still room in his heart for a benefit of the doubt toward Mr. Lott and the motives of static radio, it would have to be the ottoman Jesus rests his feet on. But in this day and age of animated GIFs and Photoshop whiz bangery, the question must be asked, who watches The Watchmen?
We know the answer to that.
What just happened?
The answer to that was Rorschach, and he got killed. That was the answer to that. Who watches The Watchmen?
I would just like to say a ginormous shout out to our dear friend Paul in Houston, who happens to be one of the funniest people in the world.
He's a funny guy. We haven't been doing nothing. Just having a good time. What?
I really hope you're real, man.
I do too. That'd be really, really disconcerting to me. Also freeing.
To be fair, I only became a real boy this last Christmas when my father-in-law finally got me a tool set and a red carry case thingy to carry my tools in so I look like a real man in my garage.
There
so,
you go.
Hey, you got a few more years until you are a real boy.
I know. I've got at least 12 years until I'm your age.
Until that time!
Wait a second. Five.
Enjoy your New Year's Eve. Don't be an idiot.
Don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
Don't be a
it's
robot.
It's a very scary, scary day if you're going to be traveling on the road. If you are planning on going to a party and enjoying yourself, one, you don't really need to. I mean, come on. There's plenty of Carson Daly on television at
right?
home.
Right? Am I right? I mean Spider-Man's making an appearance.
This is true.
On the ABC
thing.
This
is true.
So, hey, whether you are in Ohio listening, whether you're in Houston listening, whether you're in California listening, right here in New Mexico, maybe you're in Austria with our boy Bawataba.
Bawataba.
Or maybe you're somewhere up in the northern states. With my wife, and you have no cell phone service. Have a safe and happy new year.
That's right.
And be right back here on Thursday morning at 6 a.m. Mountain Central Eastern Pacific Standard
That's
Time.
That's right! For the first edition of Team Awesome Morning Party 2014.
Woo! It's going to be a little different.
That's right.
Yeah.
Team Awesome Morning Party is saying adios.
Adios.
Good day.
Good day.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you later.
See you later.
Sayonara.
Robot language.
Konnichiwa.
Nope.
Yo, Kyoto.
Now, what's happening? What's happening over there? You know we don't want to go. We don't want to go. When we go, 2013 is over for this show.
That's right.
So we're just kind of hanging on. Little creepy, you know, a little stalkerish, but we're just kind of waiting there in the door frame, just watching what you're doing.
That's right. Our good friends call us clingers.
Or Klingons, which is, if you would like to be a part of this fantastic station, you can become a Klingon.
That's
right.
Go
to our website. We've got one.
MyStaticRadio.com. We'll see you guys again Thursday.
Maybe
God bless you.
Maybe you've heard of the internet.
Have a great rest of your day.
I know I have.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static Radio.